This is Bonnie Sala with Reset. When you envision what it means to lead, do you imagine being powerful? When we look to our political or even church leaders, we might come away with the negative idea that leadership means you're lording it over others. It can be easy to distrust leaders or hunger for leadership ourselves and a desire for personal power. Scripture usually contrasts with what we see around us, and in the area of leadership, it's truer than ever. The Bible equates leading with service. Servanthood is hard work and rarely glamorous. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, the Bible instructs. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. A leader is anyone who encourages others in obedience to God. This can happen in the quietest, humblest ways, so even a child can lead in this regard. A Christ follower must lead by using authority only in obedience to God and love for others. We are to be faithful to our partners, marked by moderation, self-controlled, worthy of respect, hospitable, able to teach, gentle instead of violent, not quarrelsome, and not a lover of money. Regardless of your current title at home or work or in the community, let's lead others by serving others as Christ Himself served. True greatness, true leadership, is found in giving yourself in service to others, not in coaxing or inducing others to serve you.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Reset. Reset your life by spending time with the truth and grace of God's Word today. For more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.